So Wake County, North Carolina has been the center of a racial, economic, some class issues that started with school busing. They had made attempts to integrate their school system. The Wake County School adopted a policy in 2000 in which they bused students based on their socioeconomic backgrounds. That's because it's unconstitutional at this point to bus students based on their racial background. So in order to achieve diversity, they started moving kids from poor neighborhoods into wealthier neighborhoods to go to school and vice versa. But last night, the school board that governs the district voted 5-4 to abandon the busing policy. Joining us now is Dave DeWitt. He's the education reporter for WUNC North Carolina Public Radio. He's been covering this school busing issue for the past 4 years, and he was there at last night's school board meeting. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So here's the thing. When school busing programs were instituted, they were trying to address the problem of racial segregation in our schools. It's been decades since that happened. Since then, since the 1980s especially, school districts have been phasing out these busing programs. So the question for me is not why the Wake County is trying to get rid of their school busing programs, but how come Wake County still has the school busing program?
Well, Wake County, like many school districts in the South in particular, did use race as a factor in determining where students went to school. But in 2000, what it did, instead of abandoning the policy altogether, like many school districts, it switched to using socioeconomic background to bus students. And it was the first large school district in the country to do so, and it's still the largest school district in the country to do so. They did that because the school board at the time really wanted to keep diversity in the schools and wanted to deal with some of the high poverty concentrated areas that in the city of Raleigh, like many cities across the country, deal with. And so this policy has been in place for about 10 years. It's weathered some political storms and some efforts to undo it in the past, and now an effort to get that policy changed succeeded last night, as you mentioned.
But it's been very controversial. However, did it address segregation? You get a bigger mix of diverse students at the schools because of busing?
Well, the policy said that no school should have more than 40% low-income students. And over the years, as growth really exploded in this area here in Wake County and Raleigh, that threshold was not met in many of the schools. Certainly some, probably a dozen or more, weren't able to keep that threshold. So they were struggling to adhere to the policy itself. And as you said, there have been a lot of challenges to that policy. Whether it achieved raising the academic performance of low-income students was really a mixed bag, and a lot of folks used educational statistics on either side. Folks who disagreed with the policy cited that the high dropout rate, 54% graduation rate of low-income students, was proof that the policy wasn't working in the first place.
All right, let's go now to Patrice Lee. She's the mother of five, but she's also the director of Wake Cares. It's a parent advocacy group that opposes school redistricting plans and strongly opposes the busing program. Right, Patrice?
That's correct. I really do. Initially, when Wake County 10 years ago instituted this policy of busing for socioeconomic diversity, I think that the county pretty much embraced it, because I think we were still at a time where the county itself was not very well distributed. And I think that over the course of this explosive growth that Mr. DeWitt is referring to, I think that has shifted. There have been several reports from the News and Observer here done over the years indicating that the diversity itself within neighborhoods across Wake County has balanced itself naturally. Now, that is not to say that there are not still high concentrations of poverty in Wake County. But what we found was that, as he indicated, with this growth, it was becoming more and more difficult for the school board to reach this 40% threshold. And as a result, they were doing a variety of things. They were converting schools to mandatory year-round schedules. You were having parents with children on multiple schedules being shipped to schools an hour away if they couldn't make that schedule work for them. And it became a tremendous disruption in the lives of families. And why we are going and address this was because if it is not all things that the school board do should be driven by raising the achievement of children. And Mr. DeWitt mentioned the graduation rate. That is just one of the statistics. I mean, individually within the schools, if you look at the numbers of passing rates for our end-of-course tests among economically disadvantaged children, they are not increasing.
Okay. And, wait, Trice, just 1 second real quick, because I looked, to go to your very first point, I looked at some maps about distribution of both race and socioeconomic status, and they're stark. Your county is really not integrated. I mean, in terms of color, blacks are concentrated in one area, whites are concentrated in another, and socioeconomically, it's very divided. And that must be, that must be a concern for you, for your kids in school.
Well, I don't know that I completely agree with that. I think that there is clearly a pocket within downtown Raleigh that does have a high African-American population and a high poverty population. There's no doubt about that. But the county as a whole, and you have to remember, we are a county-based system, not a district-based system like many of them up north. Go ahead. I'm sorry. That we do have a tremendous amount of diversity.
Once you spread it out over the whole county. Patrice Lee is the director of Wake Cares, a parent advocacy group in Cary, North Carolina. And Dave DeWitt is the education reporter at North Carolina Public Radio.